Hello, everybody. Welcome back. It's Animal Jam. You guessed it. And this is episode 10?
Yeah.
Or, as we call it in Roman numerals, X. We finally made it to X, guys.
Animal Jam X.
Animal Jam Triple X.
Oh,
we're all naked this time.
We get all naked every time. They just don't know.
Episode 69X.
As always, I'm welcomed by Matthew.
How you doing?
The perennial superstar.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, give him a round of applause.
Thank you.
Thanks. And Keith.
Yo.
There he is.
Oh, it's a double clapper.
Yeah.
Something's happening.
I could do a really fast clap.
What was that noise?
that was my dog.
Oh my goodness.
Oh shit. Damn,
it was a truck. It was a truck outside.
What kind of dog you got?
The kind that drives down the street at 50 miles an hour.
It's Marmaduke, he's driving a car.
Oh, darn it, Marmaduke. That's what they say in the
that
comic, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, darn it, yeah.
Oh, no.
That's me.
Marmaduke.
That's what I sound like.
That was my impression of you, doing an impression of somebody calling Marmaduke.
That's fucking rude.
I'm sorry, dude.
Rude.
You're being very rude.
Do you guys want to talk about some animals?
Yeah, I went first last time, so who's going first today?
I can go first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Since I'm, like, you know, the favorite to always win these things because I'm just so good at picking animals to win battles.
We'll see.
Well,
this week I think you might be in for a treat because we did bugs, creepy crawly critters.
Yeah, you did. But I picked quite a bug. Quite a bug.
Well, tell me.
It's great.
Tell me about
it's a great bug. I think it's the best bug. There's no bug better than this bug.
Ooh.
I mean, of course, it's the Madagascar hissing cockroach. I mean, the best bug.
Mm-hmm. Should have guessed it. Should have known.
They're very interesting creatures. Let's see here. I got some facts here in no particular order. Yeah, there are male Madagascar hissing cockroaches. Or
I think there has to be.
There's female ones as well. They are...
Okay, that's not a fact.
No, they could have been asexual.
Well...
No, I don't know, maybe.
They could have been, like, a clownfish that can turn into a female, or they're, like, they have no gender and they can just...
Or a starfish, yeah.
Bonk anybody.
Yeah, but that's boring. No one cares about stuff like that.
I think it was implied that they had males and females.
Yeah, unless otherwise stated.
They're very interesting creatures because They make a lot of very weird sounds, unlike most general bugs and cockroaches, for that matter. So, obviously, the Madagascar hissing cockroach, or also sometimes known as the hisser, is obviously found in Madagascar, which is a small... Well, I guess not really a small, but an island off of Africa. Males have horns behind their heads.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. And
I like things with horns.
Yeah, and the females, they really don't have horns. They only have, like, small bumps behind their head. So that's the main way you tell the difference between the two of them. And also the male horns.
I'll tell you right now, I'm not getting close enough to a cockroach to tell whether or not it's a male or female, especially if it's fucking hissing at me.
Yeah, exactly. They like to hiss. And
what does it sound like? Does it sound like Hannibal Lecter? Oh,
that was.
Do you have one?
That was
do you have
scary.
One with you?
Yeah, I am a Madagascar hissing cockroach. Actually,
I knew
you're
it.
Beware!
You know, they based MIB on you.
Is that
yeah,
why you
exactly.
have that
movie?
Is that why you have that big horn behind your head?
Yeah, that's exactly why.
And I was
very,
wondering
it's very
what that
furry.
They based the first Men in Black on you. That Vincent D'Onofrio is on you.
More sugar.
Or what does he
sugar,
say? Salt,
water.
Sugar, water.
Sugar, water.
More. Matt, have you ever seen Men in Black? Or is that just another movie that you've never seen?
I have. I've seen... First of all, Will Smith was my favorite actor growing up. I had a man crush on Will Smith. So
why? Because of what movie?
Probably I Am Legend.
Oh god. I am legend.
The director's cut where they actually the vampires have...
First of all, never saw it, but
wow.
I know Will Smith from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Well, yeah, I've seen that too.
Ever fucking heard of it?
Yeah, I've watched that like every night on Nick at Night.
And Nick Jr.
I Am Legend came out like 10 years after Men in Black, so that's like...
Yeah.
Like, Will Smith has been doing big things. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like I Am Legend, but he's been doing big things way before I Am Legend.
He was already my favorite actor. I'm just saying one of my favorite movies that he was in, because I cry every time when his dog dies and he's in the thing. And then he's going...
Whoa, dude, spoilers!
That movie... How long ago has that movie came out?
Spoilers, man. That's fucked up.
Some of us haven't seen every movie ever made.
All right, just
so
bleep
you gotta
that.
Be careful.
Just bleep that part out. Just,
just erase that from your memory.
replace it with Rainforest like you did last time.
No, I don't do that.
I'll do it.
That was natural.
That actually happened. I actually said Rainforest.
So tell me about the Madagascar hissing cockroach.
Cockroach. Well, going back to the whole male-female thing, only the males are aggressive. They hiss a lot to ward off predators, and they actually fight with other males. They ram into each other with their horns, kind of like a ram would do, a la ramming.
Mm-hmm.
The larger male usually wins the fight, so they just literally like ram the crap out of each other until one of them is dead.
Ooh.
And the hissing sounds, they kind of all make different hissing sounds, and usually the bigger one has the more dope hissing sound, and that kind of also helps ward off some of the bad guys.
Now, how big do these guys get? Do they range in size or what?
I don't have it pulled up right now because obviously my computer had to do a bunch of updates, but I think they can get up to like, I think the largest one is like 3 or 4 centimeters long.
They are one of the bigger species of cockroaches.
I'm pretty sure they are the biggest species of cockroach. I'll fact check that.
Okay.
But
now for people at home, and for one person on this podcast who can't visualize centimeters in his head, like how big is that? How big is 4 centimeters?
How many football fields is that?
It's like 4 football fields.
Oh. One millionth.
Yeah, it's one of the largest species of cockroach, 2 to 3 inches in maturity, excuse me.
Oh, good. I was being legitimate, though, because I don't know what the hell 4 centimeters is.
Yeah, so there you go. 3 inches gives you a little bit better idea.
Mm-hmm. I'm very familiar with 3 inches.
Ba-dum-tsh. Okay, so yeah, they ram into each other. That's really cool. I think one of the neatest things about cockroaches is... And I want to get on board with this. Maybe we can put this to a hashtag. Maybe do some cockroach fighting. Like start a cockroach fighting ring. Because
ooh, yeah.
It'd be kind of cool to watch them battle it out. And at the same time, I don't think anyone would be offended by it.
I think we'd still call it cockfighting.
Yeah,
cockfighting.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it works.
What
it would
I
be cockfighting for real.
Mm-hmm.
Roach edition.
They are nocturnal. That's kind of interesting, too, because... I don't know. I would have imagined that most cockroaches just do their business at all hours of the day, but they're primarily nocturnal.
I think all cockroaches...
That's probably why they're in my...
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I think all cockroaches are nocturnal.
Well, we might just have to fact check that.
Well, you might just...
Does nocturnal
to...
mean that they can get into my dreams?
Yeah.
Yes. That's exactly what the definition of nocturnal is.
Oh, God. You know who else is nocturnal? Jason Voorhees.
You mean the guy from Elm Street, Freddy Krueger?
No, that's Freddy Krueger. I'm talking about the guy from Friday the 13th. He's nocturnal, dude. I'm always having dreams about him trying to kill me.
Yeah.
And other things, right? Or is that just me?
Yeah, and trying to kiss me.
Yeah. Sometimes he just takes off that mask and I fall in love immediately.
And it's Fabio.
It's Will Smith. And I'm like, oh, man.
So cockroaches are generally nocturnal. There is one peculiar cockroach known as the Oriental cockroach, which is, in fact, attracted to light, thus making it a far more annoying pest.
Goddamn Orientals, cockroaches.
Ooh, Matthew.
Oriental cockroaches.
The last thing I want to bring up about the hisser here is not necessarily a fact particularly about the hisser, but it's about a contest that occurred at Six Flags in the year of 2006, around the time of Halloween. They did a contest where if you ate a living Madagascar hissing cockroach, they would give you free line jumping privileges for an entire season.
How long is the season?
Wow.
Like an actual season?
The entire, most theme parks.
The summer pass.
They're like from April to October usually or something like that, unless they're in the warmer areas.
Would you guys have done that?
Absolutely not. I absolutely hate cockroaches.
I would do it in a fucking second.
Yeah,
flat.
Absolutely. And
I've eaten spiders before.
And we're both
for fun.
And we're both definitely afraid of bugs.
I don't like cockroaches at all. Have either of you ever watched the show Fear Factor?
Have you ever been to Six Flags, bro?
Yeah, dude.
Line jumping privileges? I'll skip that. I'll go on Superman 700 times in a day.
Yeah, it's not even just a regular pass. It's the line jumping pass.
They also did a contest where if you can beat the world record for number of cockroaches eaten in 1 minute, which I believe was 31, that would give you the same deal plus season passes for four people. So for an entire season at Six Flags, you get four season passes plus the line jumping privileges.
I'm not sure I like the idea that Six Flags has an incredible amount of cockroaches on it.
It's kind of disturbing.
Specifically, yeah. The Madagascar hissing cockroach, right?
Yeah, and they're like, oh, what are we going to do? We just have 2,000 of these.
We need to get the biggest cockroaches for this, too.
Let's get a contest going.
Well, going back to my other question that you guys both completely ignored was, did either of you ever watch Fear Factor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you understand the concept. Yeah, Joe Rogan hosted
talking
it.
About the,
well, now it's hosted the, by Ludacris now.
You're talking about the band?
Oh.
No.
Yeah, you are.
Well, a lot of times they do the three different tasks in order to win the $50,000, and the second task always generally involved eating something absolutely disgusting, and more often than not, they use the Madagascar hissing cockroach. So I would never have been able to be on that show just simply for the fact that you always had to be eating Madagascar hissing cockroaches or bull testicles or...
It's just a big bug.
Yeah, and it's disgusting and super crunchy.
That's a year's salary right there, though. 50,000.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't.
50,000 quid.
You couldn't. Oh, that yeah. Isn't that even better?
It might be. Probably. It probably is.
Euros. Quid are euros, right?
No, quid is no. Pounds.
Pounds. I don't know about pounds then. Britain, go switch to euros like every other country in Europe. Come on.
Well, Germany's
still using the Deutschmark.
Pretty sure you just wanted to say Deutschmark.
You know, I hold the record for most hissing cockroaches kept in my rectum for an extended period of time.
Oh yeah, what's the number?
69.
You got me
of course
on that
it was 69. Was it ever a question?
Yeah.
I checked out at 67.
This wasn't official. This was just something I did to get kicked out of Six Flags.
What he's saying is we didn't submit it to the Guinness Book of World Records, so.
Who's the guy that used to run that Guinness TV show? Dean Cain?
What? I've never seen it.
Did they have
Yes, Dean Cain, 100%. It was him.
Yeah. I'm going to look it up.
I'm the fact checker.
Is this the same Guinness that has the beer?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, no, he was on Ripley's Believe It or Not. It's a TV show. Oh, no, it's a sort of, magazine thing. Anyway. You got anything else for us about this creature, this critter?
Unfortunately, there's nothing else to know about it.
Nothing.
Okay. I think something is being suspiciously left out, but we're going to talk to Matthew now.
All right, so I'm going to hit you with some facts on the assassin bug.
Oh.
Now, assassin bugs are, there's a lot of different kinds, but they all pretty much suck blood. And another name for assassin bugs are kissing bugs, because they have a tendency to bite humans on the lips to suck the blood out, because that's the easiest place. Yeah.
That sounds terrifying.
Terrifyingly sexy, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I have another thing here just for Keith. I wrote this down. So, as you know, cockroaches can live a very extended amount of time with their heads cut off. But if they get bitten by an assassin bug, they got 2 to 3 minutes before they die.
Oh, okay.
Why is that?
Because they have venom.
Venom.
Venom. Venom. Mm. They have...
they have venom in their system.
Yup. Yes.
They deliver venom.
Yes. So they've got really strong front claws, and they just grab onto things, and then they're like... And then the other thing dies in 2 to 3 minutes.
That's pretty slick.
Yeah. Also, assassin bugs will kill them with the venom, and then they'll, like, suck out all their innards. Like, the venom actually makes all their innards into, like, a mush. It's messed up. And then they suck all that mush out until the corpse is left, and then they wear the corpse.
That's pretty awesome.
As armor. They just put it on as armor. And they do it to spiders.
Just like a regular assassin would.
Yeah.
Right.
Just suck out your innards.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll use the bodies in other ways, too. They'll, like, take dead termites and put them down to attract live termites, and then they come to check what's up, and then they all die.
You know why it's called the assassin bug? Because in 1914, as a member of the Black Hand, it killed Franz Ferdinand.
That's exactly right.
In Sarajevo.
And guess what happened? WW1 started.
Eventually triggered WW1. Yeah,
I don't know who the second person is. The first person's a singer, right?
No, he's the Archduke of Austria.
Who's,
well, he was.
Isn't there... All right, then there's a band called Franz Ferdinand, and they sing...
You actually don't know who the actual Franz Ferdinand is?
Nope.
Oh my god, what do they teach these kids in school these days?
I don't know, they need to pick up a history book.
I'm really bad at history, because it's not a test of knowledge, it's a test of memorization.
That's knowledge.
No.
If you can memorize facts.
No,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Or you can just read a book and then just remember what you read after you read it.
It's not a test of intelligence. It's a test of memorization. Better?
Well, you're becoming pedantic. How is it not? I mean, if you memorize more facts than someone else, how is that not
that doesn't
make you more intelligent?
It doesn't. Intelligence is your ability to learn.
I don't know. I think you're being a pussy because you don't know who the fuck. You don't know shit.
I never said I was intelligent.
Anyway, I was trying to make a very classy history joke.
I loved
but
it.
You don't even know. Thank you.
I mean, I love history. I literally have a minor in history, so
yeah.
I'm
well, I don't know.
Very
not...
turned off by Matthew's conversation here right now.
Do you remember the name of the actual assassin that killed Franz Ferdinand?
No, I do not know the name of him. Are you sure he was Austrian though, Franz Ferdinand? I thought he was Spanish.
100%. Franz Ferdinand is the Archduke of Austria.
I guess it would make sense. Franz,
right,
that would be Austrian, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's where the assassin bug got their name.
That's it. That's all I got.
Oh, really?
It was like 5 facts.
Seemed kind of lackluster.
I still have flashbacks from when I tried to say a single dolphin fact, and you guys were like, nope, that's 3, shut up. So now I make sure I do not bring more than 4 facts to the table.
You're such a fucking crybaby.
Exactly.
And that's why you'll never win in the battle royale of the Animal Kingdom.
That's the reason. Mm-hmm. That's the reason.
Because you don't know shit about your animals.
Go ahead, ask me anything about the assassin bug.
How big are its dicks?
They're very small.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Give me the exact size. Yeah. You pick all the small-dicked animals.
I would say probably 4 centimeters, maybe 3 centimeters.
There's no way it's 4 centimeters. That's like
assassin bugs are
2 inches,
dude. Assassin bugs are huge. All right, well, 2 centimeters.
How big are they?
There's so many different kinds.
You didn't give us any valuable information about this creature.
I gave you all the interesting stuff.
You don't know anything about them.
I told you.
We
there's
don't know how big
there's,
they are.
There's like 200 different kinds of assassin bugs, dude.
There's 200 different kinds of every kind of bug that exists.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like it can range from the size of a microscopic invisible cell to the size of a human.
Do you,
It's completely random.
I tried.
Yeah, you fucked up, dude. Get serious with us next time. I'm about to start hosting auditions for this thing.
Can I be Randy?
What does that mean?
From American Idol, Randy. Yo, dog.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a great impression of him. I'm just going to be the... We're going to replace you with Alexa from Google. Alexa, tell me about the assassin bug. Yes, welcome to Animal Jam. The assassin bug is a giant pussy anal dildo. Alexa would be cool.
Matt, do your Alexa impression.
Okay. Ask me a question.
No, don't do an Alexa impression.
Yeah, let's not waste this on an Alexa impression.
She's a real robot with a real sound.
Yeah, she's a real, real lady.
Did you hear about the, I hope we didn't already talk about this. Did you hear about the robot in Saudi Arabia?
The robot?
Alexa, please suck my dick, bitch. Mine's not working.
Your just return needs to be sent it. Back to Amazon.
Yeah, just go to... Just write a little note. It's like, what's wrong with your Alexa unit? Would not suck my dick on command.
I thought this was a blowjob machine.
I am very displeased with your service.
Alexa, suck my dick, bitch. It's not... I don't know. It won't work. Matt, what would your robot sound like if there was a... AI robot built around you.
All right, so his name's Matthew. So go ahead and ask me, Matthew. Say, okay, Matthew.
Hey, Matthew.
How can I be of service today?
Will you jack off in front of me?
Absolutely.
That was incredible.
Oh, shit, dude.
Oh, my God, that was so good. That was even better than when you practiced it.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. That's a good robot. I'll get that.
I want that robot. Let's start our own. We'll get our own. Google has one. Amazon has one. We'll create a company. We'll patent it.
Yeah, I don't know how to code though, so we're just gonna put in pre-recorded lines in a talk boy that's just
sexual Justin questions. Or Emeron or someone.
No, it's just going to be a Furby, basically, but with Matt's voice. It only says five sayings.
Yeah, no, you just talk. You talk into it, and then I just repeat it back in the robot voice.
It's going to say, "You guys are being mean to me. I don't know who Franz Ferdinand is."
That's just a gosh darn travesty.
It's going to be a Matthew bot. Let me kickstart this fucking podcast into the next dimension.
I'm ready.
When I tell you about this animal, this bug. This critter that you've all seen, the star of Home Alone, the tarantula. Tarantula. We're about to get muy caliente up in this bitch.
Ooh. Yo tengo la gripa porcina.
Yeah.
Tarantulas are fucking dope, and this is a theme with me. You guys know I like this. They're an invertebrate, so they rely on their exoskeleton. I like the skeletons on the outside. It's more transparent, you know what I mean?
Yeah, dude.
They actually have really cool shit. They have a ton of stuff you probably didn't know about them. Because you see them. Obviously, you've seen them in Home Alone. You've seen them like the big furry spiders. The real big ones. They're smaller. They don't get too small. They range in sizes. Most of them aren't like super, super tiny. But the biggest tarantulas, like on average, they go from like, you know, depending on the species, like probably 1 to 8 inches. But the average is like... right in the middle. They can get to be like the size of a dinner plate because their leg spans can go to like 12 inches, which is pretty neat. They have fangs. Their fangs... Don't interrupt.
I'm so sorry.
Backpedal a little bit. Burp. They have fangs that are articulated so that they can extend like down and out when they're going to bite. But when they don't, that's why if you've ever seen a picture of a face of a tarantula, it folds back in like a pocket knife would. It folds back into its face.
That's interesting.
So they kind of pop their fangs out when they want to strike and kill you. Ooh. Because they don't strike very often. They're actually a very docile animal. They don't strike Often. They're very protective, but they will do a dance. They will raise their front arms up, and they will try and scare you away first. And they actually, something that I think is really neat, they have been known to give a dry bite, which is they will defensively bite an animal that intrudes on their space, but they don't pump venom into the wound. They just give them a little stab.
Why are you making me like tarantulas?
They're a very neat animal.
What a pacifist animal.
They're so nice, I know. They do have a lot of cool things. Like, they create silk. They have spinnerets, obviously, to make their webs. Spinneret is just the little pump that pushes out the silk. And it's actually really neat because they have proteins in their bodies. This is how they create the silk. And the forces in the spinneret, as it pushes the proteins out, it crystallizes it, transforming it into the solid thread of silk from the liquids in their body.
That's cool. Too bad I already knew that, because I've seen Charlotte's Web like everyone else.
I've never seen that.
Oh. Seriously?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You've so never seen Charlotte's very well. Web?
No. I only watch good movies. I've seen the entire Lord of the Rings franchise 75 times.
Have you seen The Hobbit?
Yeah, I've seen The Hobbit. That shit's good, too.
The Hobbit's good. Not as good as the Lord of the Rings trilogy, but...
Yeah, but I still really liked
it. Yeah, it was
really good.
The
first Hobbit movie was, like, dope. I remember watching it on a cam video that someone stole from the movie theater, and I was like, that was real good.
Yeah.
So,
I'm pretty sure I was with you when we watched it together.
We were at Chris's house. Yeah.
I was about to say that we're sponsored by J.R.R. Tolkien, but then you admitted to pirating the movie, so...
No, I didn't pirate it. Someone else did. I watched
you,
it at their house.
You're an accessory to a federal offense. The FBI is going to come knocking on your door.
So are you, Keith.
Shut up.
The FBI can suck my dick.
Hey, Mr. FBI? If you're listening right now.
You know they are.
Oh, yeah, they definitely are.
Yeah.
That's all of our.
Some of them are fans. Some of our fans are FBI agents and the NSA. They're just overhearing it.
Donald Trump and his network of spies.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump listens to our podcast.
Yeah, so does Russian diplomats.
So does Vladdy Putin.
We specifically cater to, like, wow, I am, none of the words that I want to say have gotten to me. I'm just going to say tyrannical leaders because I can't think of the word.
Okay, shut the fuck up. It's my turn. Their mouth is short and straw-shaped, and this is pretty neat. They can only suck. They don't have... They don't have a chewing mechanism. There's like a little tiny mouth that has to suck up everything in liquid form. So like prey with large amounts of like bigger parts, because they eat a lot of smaller bugs, but if they kill like a mouse or something, it has to be crushed up, ground up, pre-digestive, which they spit out its digestive juices on it.
Oh, wait, are we still talking about Donald Trump here, or are we back to tarantulas?
Yeah, we're talking about Donald Trump.
Oh, okay, I thought so.
He is, he's the character that they based Vincent D'Onofrio on in Men in Black.
Sugar. Water. Or sugar.
And then he's... Okay. Now, this is also another interesting fact, because people are afraid of them. They're terrifying.
I'm that person.
Yeah. No bite ever in the history of tarantulas has been reported to cause a human fatality.
And I was just going to mention something like, not that specifically, but I was like, the more I think about it, the more I realize I've never heard about a tarantula causing, like, catastrophic, you know, apocalyptic-level genocide.
Yeah, they do have venom, but it's not enough to do too much to a human. It will hurt or it will sting, or some people have a reaction to it. It has never been reported to kill a human being.
Wow.
They're very friendly creatures. Yeah, they just like to crawl. You've seen them. People, you've seen videos. They'll be on a person's face or on their hand. They're actually very friendly, unless you, like, the females will get extremely protective over their egg sacs when they're brooding,
well,
things like
that.
That's understandable. Yeah, but, and actually males, after they... you know, copulate with a woman, will have to run away because sometimes the women get so aggressive that they will attack them.
That's awesome. I like
That's why my parents...
Females are actually super cool. Females... I'm sorry, Matt. I don't care about your parents.
Every time I open my mouth.
Well, I'm on a roll here, and I've just been, like, dominating with these facts.
Subjective.
People are gonna... No, it's not. Anyway, females are super cool. They've been known to reach... up to 30 or 40 years of age.
Wow.
And some have survived on only water for 2 years consecutively.
What a warrior.
Yeah. Now, here's something that y'all need to know about spiders. Something that, you know, I need to touch on. male spiders, technically, they don't have dicks, okay?
Okay.
But now here's what happens. They spin a sperm web on the ground, right? And they release their cum into it. They drop mad loads from their glands into this sperm web, right? Now, they have these two things called pedipalps that are next to their front arms, little leggies, right? They dip it into the cum loads, and then they hang on to the cum, and then later when they see a woman, they do a dance, right?
They do a dance.
They do a dance. The chick's like, yeah, I want you to fill me up. And he pokes his little arms into her one at a time, and he fills her up with cum.
Oh, wow. The sperm dance, mm-hmm. we'll call it.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, so they do have pedipalps, which are technically their little dickies, but it would be like if my sperm came out of my balls and then I spread it onto my wiener and that's how I impregnated. You know? So they do have two little dickies kinda, but not it doesn't no jizz shoots out of it.
I'm into it.
No.
And you know, that reminds me, I know you had mentioned this earlier. I completely forgot to mention how my hissers mate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think mm-hmm. they have penises for sure either. I think they kind of mm-hmm. just like latch onto each other's abdomens and they kind of like hump each other. I'm pretty sure that's how they do it.
Yeah, that's how we all do it.
I mean, pretty much. Mm-hmm. They get in like 69 position and just like rub abdomens together and like, oh yeah, baby, let's do it.
Oh yeah, baby.
Oh yeah, baby. And that's it. Have a nice day, everyone.
Have a nice day. You know what's actually the biggest predator of the tarantula is actually the wasp. They have big wasps. They're actually called a tarantula hawk.
Well, yeah.
That will.
You've seen Wild Wild West, right? I mean.
No, I have not.
Are you serious?
And I haven't seen any movie that you guys have suggested. Oh, Will Smith is in Wild Wild West.
Oh my, this is so, I can't believe this is the pinnacle of the podcast. Explain this. So you know where I'm going right now, because the bad guy in Wild Wild West, starring Will Smith and mm-hmm. and Kevin Kline actually too, he makes this giant robotic spider. And this is the time before Flight, but Kevin Kline's character is like an inventor type person. And he creates a flying machine to take out the mechanical spider because they were having like a moment at this fire and stuff and there's a spider there and then there's a wasp that comes and attacks it and kills it.
Mm-hmm.
So that like completely puts the two together and we come full circle with the whole Will Smith thing.
Yeah, that was accidental. I wish we had done that on purpose.
I know.
That would be like number 23 shit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are the Illuminati.
MJ in his early days.
It's actually fucking terrifying what these wasps will do. They'll deliver a sting to the spider. Bam! Right in your fucking cephalothorax,
ooh,
you dumb bitch.
Right in the cephalothorax.
Yeah, and then this paralyzes the spider. They drag it back to its house. They deposit an egg in it. They seal the spider away. And then the fucking wasp larva hatches in it and feeds on the inside of the spider until it grows until a full adult.
Loved her, hated her, blew her brains out.
It's actually fucking disgusting.
Unforgivable.
Like, yeah.
Wasps are probably the scariest insect.
We're not talking about them. Wasps are fucking.
Yeah, that's
brutal.
For another day. They're like if I hated tarantulas, like wasps and stuff are on another level for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I got stung by a wasp before. It hurt really fucking bad.
I've been stung by multiple wasps. I got stung directly on my Adam's apple by a wasp once.
Oh,
it was
shit,
terrible.
I've only been stung by a bee once, and now I just run at full speed whenever I see any.
That's a very smart idea.
Thank you.
Panic and scream.
I was late for school one day, and they were like, what happened? I was like, there was a bee, and I had to run around the corner, and I missed the bus.
Wow.
That's completely rational. I would have done the same thing.
Thank you.
Onto the bus and like then there's a wasp on the bus. Then it would have been complete chaos.
I would have told him to stop the bus and gotten out regardless of whether or not he did stop the bus.
Just dive out the window.
Yep. Like, I'm out. This is why you guys should put seatbelts on. No seatbelts.
My mom was stung on her Adam's apple by a hornet.
Yeah, we should have a conversation about it because, man, it's like, we're in like a elite group of people who have survived Adam's apple bee stings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I get my Adam's apple from my mom. All of my good traits. I get my big old balls from my mom.
They hang real low.
You know what they say about me? You know, I ain't got much dick, but boy, do I have balls.
I've never heard anybody say that about you, but I do believe it.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're always out. They're excessively hairy.
They are always out.
Yeah. You gotta air them out.
Yeah.
That's why I've got so much more in my sack, because I air them out every once in a while.
I know all too well that you like to air them out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the friendship contract you signed with me says that you have to send and receive pictures of my scrotum sack, and you have to enjoy it a little, at least a little bit.
I have to send and receive?
I'm pretty sure it's written into the terms and agreement of Snapchat.
Hold on.
For a while, we got into a big Snapchat thing where all of our friends would send videos where we'd, like, trick each other into looking at our balls, where I remember specifically one, Keith was, like, sitting on his couch and watching sports, and he lifted up the can of soda that was in his lap, and his exposed ball sack was out.
You gotta get creative.
I've never...
Me and Brendan once did it on a roller coaster. And so we took a Snapchat video of us going up the coaster, and then he, like, panned down, and both of our sacks were out of our zippers.
I've never been a part of this. I've never shared.
Oh, yeah. We stopped doing it. I don't know why we got away from it. Maybe I'll send Brendan one today.
Well, don't just send it to Brendan.
Maybe I'll do it right now. Maybe I'll do it right now.
I was thinking about it.
It's going to be, while we're recording, it's going to be epic. Let me just get these bad boys out.
Make the caption be like, just recording a podcast.
Yeah.
Just continue talking like we're normally talking, and then just pan down to it.
Well, I'm having some trouble right now sitting down and doing this. I'm going to have to stand up. Guys, this is a very good podcast.
This is probably the first time it's ever happened on a podcast.
And considering that it's no one can actually see it, they just have to trust that it's happening.
Oh. I'm going to get some sort of... Speaking of this, I'm going to get some sort of sexual misconduct thing in my future because of this.
I'm pretty sure you're allowed to put NSFW stuff on Twitter, so just go ahead and just air it out.
I don't know. Can I just censor
really?
It?
I'll put it on.
No, can I just?
Twitter.
Can we just censor it?
Hey guys, we're recording the podcast.
Matt, are we even Snapchat friends? We need to be Snapchat friends so I can send you pictures of my balls.
Can I send you pictures of my balls back?
Absolutely. I mean, that's without question.
All right. Cool.
Speaking of sexual misconduct, you guys hear about Mario Batali?
Who's that?
What do you mean? He's a fucking, like, Iron Chef. You don't know Mario Batali?
Oh, no, I guess I don't.
Me either.
Damn. Really? You guys know Bobby Flay?
Yes.
I know Bobby Flay.
How do you fucking not know who Mario Batali is? He's, like, never lost an Iron Chef battle.
Oh, I'll be honest, I've really only heard the name Bobby Flay before. I don't actually know who he is.
You guys know, obviously, you know fucking dickhead Gordon Ramsay, though.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's bullshit. You don't know Jamie Oliver. You don't know Bobby Flay. You don't know Mario Batali.
I know Jamie Oliver.
You don't know Chef Lou from Hazleton.
I know Chef Lou from Hazleton, buddy. I'm not that bad with chefs.
Okay. Well, anyway, Mario Batali got accused of sexual misconduct like 10 years ago. I mean, he didn't get accused of it 10 years ago. He got accused of it like 2 days ago. But the lady was like, 10 years ago at a party, someone spilled wine on my shirt, and he just touched my breast with his bare hands, like saying, oh, here, let me help you with that. And I was like, oh, that's kind of strange. It was 10 years ago. And then Mario fucking Batali just comes out and he was like, I can't confirm whether that was me, but that does sound consistent with behavior I've had in the past. And I'm
that's incredible.
And I'm sorry. Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? He like stepped down from his thing. It's like, I'm not about dudes grabbing girls' titties or whatever against their will. It's obviously not okay.
Right.
But this whole movement, it's like people are saying shit that happened 10 years ago.
Yeah, did you hear about Kevin Spacey?
Yeah.
How about this? I just heard this morning, Ike Taylor, Marshall Faulk, and Heath Evans all suspended by NFL Network for sexual misconduct.
You want to go ahead and just
It's getting borderline insane.
You want to just go ahead and call in? Like, we'll just pick a random celebrity and say that they touched us?
Well, see, I don't understand what is going on behind this, because I guess the women want, they want their justice.
Reparations.
You know, these men should not be happening, you know, to them. But, and I understand maybe they were scared to bring it up before, And now they're bringing it up, but, like, the Mario Batali thing, like, 10 years, and even with Louis C.K., like, 10 years is an insane amount of time. Like, I'm not the same person I was. 10 years ago, I was fucking 18.
Dude, you know what I mean? The Kevin Spacey one was, like, 20 to 30 years, I think.
Yeah, which obviously doesn't excuse it, and I think that it's not right overall.
Right.
But it's such a long time. There's got to be
a
some
statue.
Sort of, like...
A statue.
Well, just because, like, that's what I'm saying. I was a different person when I was
like
18.
That,
I wasn't...
Statute, but it's...
I mean, I wasn't doing... I don't think that they should be free of it. But, like, when I was 18, you know, it was like... I was, like, I don't drink now. I don't smoke. I don't eat meat. I was doing all of that when I was 18. I'm a completely different person,
yeah.
You know? So not that they're cleared of this thing, but obviously things have changed. That's why, like, when Mario Batali was like, oh, I'm so sorry, and I'm going to, you know, try and, you know, clear my name. I hope you guys can earn your respect back for me again. Like, I understand that, but it's like, I don't think that people should be losing their jobs for something that happened,
yeah,
like, 10 years
no
ago.
No more House of Cards. Like,
well, I mean, I don't know what happened specifically with him, and if they, you know, say, if they admit to it or whatever. But, like, the Louis C.K. thing was, like, I'm not sticking up for them, but he's, like, the women were like, yeah, he asked if we can jerk off in front of us, and then we said yeah because we thought he was joking, and then he did, and we stayed the whole time, and then we left, and 10 years later we said it was not okay.
Right, yeah, that's a little iffy.
There's, like, a breakdown in communication at some point. Like, I know for me, 100%, without a doubt, if I was being... someone was touching me against my will, I would tell them to stop immediately, and I would report it immediately.
Right, yeah. I mean, and
why
part
it...
of it is the whole being scared, because, I mean, you're talking about, like, a famous, powerful person, and there definitely is an intimidation factor into it, but, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, like, right now, I think more than these people, like, when you're a comedian or something like that, you can always find a job. Like, if I'm just working now as a regular blue-collar guy, is working, like, a stupid, you know, barely minimum-wage job that somebody's working, if my boss said something like that to me, I would tell on them. Like,
yeah.
I don't care if I get fired. Like, I would get a new job. They'd be like, why'd you get fired? I'd be like, because my boss did this. It's like, you're
not
going
to... Yeah, you'd be able to sue for a lot of money,
yeah,
if they
exactly.
fired you for
like,
something like that.
Exactly. So why not say, like... I just don't understand where it's coming from all of a sudden.
Yeah. Well, we've gotten off track. This isn't a podcast about
that. Oh, yeah,
that. I wasn't.
I only brought it up
yet.
Because I'm going to get a sexual misconduct report because I just sent out a video of my actual ball sack to several people while we were recording.
Nah, it's cool. I already watched the video. I laughed at it, and it's gone. It's fine.
Can I open this video on the air?
Yeah.
It's going to go through my headphones is what I'm saying.
Okay.
It's just going to be repeating what Alex said a couple minutes ago.
Yeah, but my balls are out. I can't hear anything.
All I see is you just raising. Okay, never mind. This is you didn't send it to me.
Yeah, I did.
I didn't receive it.
You have to watch the whole video.
No, I just opened it up. It's the video from Overwatch earlier.
Oh.
there's two videos.
Well, I didn't get the other one. Yet. Maybe it's still said big.
Anyway.
I think it's time for the Battle Royale.
Yeah, we got away from it a little bit. This is a good one this week.
Of course it is. It's always going to be a good one from now on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here.
So we've got the
ass and
Madagascar, or the Madagascar hissing cockroach. Keith, introduce the boy. There you go. We've got our assassin bug, Gavrilo Princip. Matthew, what's he sound like? Okay.
He's the kissing bug, dude.
Yeah, and we've got the tarantula. Ay, 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 ay!
Is that what that noise is? Mm-hmm. I hear that every night.
It sounds either like that or like a motorcycle revving outside your window.
That's better, mm-hmm. Keith.
So here's what we're going to do here. I'm going to go first with my explanation as to why the cockroach is the best to give you guys a fighting mm-hmm. chance of beating me.
Okay.
All right? So here we go. We got mm-hmm. the Madagascar hissing cockroach. I heard all that nonsense you said about how the assassin bug, you know, bites it and eats its innards and uses its shell. But here's the thing. The bottom line is... the Madagascar hissing cockroach can still survive for 2 to 3 minutes after that happens, and it can still find a way to kill you, because that's just the way it is. With this whole tarantula thingy going on here, they're too nice. They're too nice of an animal, as crazy as it sounds for me to say that. You know, that first time the tarantula bites into the hissing cockroach, my hisser here, he's going to do it without the venom, and he's going to realize his fatal mistake right after he's done, because then the hisser is going to take advantage and just ram the shit out of him.
Let me stop you right there. You're fucking retarded if you think this goddamn cockroach is going to kill either of our bugs.
All right.
Okay. Well, I just gave
he's going to get the fucking innards sucked out of him, or he's going to get stabbed with poison fangs. Both of our bugs feed on your bugs. You've been the weakest link. You've been removed. Goodbye.
Eliminated.
All right.
Hello, you're the weakest link. Get out of here now.
You get out of here.
You get out of here, buddy. You're the weakest link. I swear to God.
And el día de la boda de mi hija no menos.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, when it comes down to these two apex predators, the tarantula, muy caliente, the tarantula, he's from Miami, he's having a good time. Yeah, definitely the winner. He will hide when he needs to. He will strike from the shadows. Your stupid bug is going to try and do so. Oh, wait, he can't move. He's caught in a fucking web, bro. He can't move. I spin silk from her spinnerets. You know, he blasts it out, and you're trapped, dog. You get cocooned. You're fucking donezo.
I wanted to look this up specifically for the Battle Royale, so I did look this up. Mm-hmm. They're only 1.5 inches, I think. The average size is 1.5 inches. So
yeah, we're talking about... What are we talking about?
The assassin bug.
Oh, okay.
So that's a pretty good point in the tarantula's thing, but as Keith said earlier, you're going to go ahead and give me that dry bite, and then I'm going to go ahead and give you that super toxin that mushes
Excuse
your
me.
Innards.
They choose to do a dry bite
yeah,
on certain things.
They choose to, and that's a mistake.
Yeah, they choose to on bigger prey. They don't do it on little bugs that they're about to fucking devour and eat, bro. He's going to spit out his digestive acids and eat your ass, son. You're 1.5 inches.
Yeah.
You're probably right.
My hisser is twice the size of you, and I can just ram the shit out of you. And even your if you hisser... did chop my head off, I could still ram the shit out of you.
No, I'm not chopping your head off. I'm putting toxins in
no,
your
he
body.
No, he jumps out from the alleyway, and he shoots you in the back of the head as your car goes by.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is going to be a tough one. Because everyone...
No, it's not.
No, I think... I think the tarantula wins.
The tarantula does have its web. I think that does give it an advantage.
I don't think that plays a factor. The assassin bug has proved that it's very intelligent, especially with its hunting, and it's an ambush bug, so it's not going to get ambushed itself.
Let's call it a cooler name. Let's call it either the John Wilkes Booth bug, the Lee Harvey Oswald bug...
Or the Gravillo Princip. Bug.
I like Gravillo Princip. We're definitely doing a very European flavor today.
Did we ever figure out who killed Franz Ferdinand?
Gravillo Princip.
Princip.
Oh.
He's a member of the Black Hand.
Yeah.
Can we just call it the Black Hand bug?
No, because it has the...
They have standards, let's be honest.
The African-American hand bug.
All right, that's fine.
The African-American hand bug.
Sure, sure. Wait, what?
That's too long of a name.
Wait, why does it have to be African American? What if he's just African? What?
JWB.
Who says he?
The John Wilkes Booth bug. JWB.
All right.
JBB.
JBB.
All right. So is it the tarantula this time? Do they win? My vote goes to the tarantula. I changed my mind.
Mm-hmm, so is mine.
Yeah, Iris said that was the tarantula.
Sorry, Matt.
Tarantula.
Nah, whatever.
All right, whatever. It's time for Keith to fact check. I got some fact checks for you here.
Oh, okay, boy. Let's hear them.
So, Guinness. I just want to read this little bit off of the Guinness Wikipedia page because it's kind of funny, but this is how the Guinness Book of World Records started. On the 10th of November of 1951, Sir Hugh Beaver, then the managing director of the Guinness Breweries, went on a shooting party in the North Slob by the River Slaney in County Wexford, Ireland. After missing his shot at Golden Plover... He became involved in an argument over which is the fastest game bird in Europe, the golden plover or the red grouse. It is the plover, of course. That evening at Castle Bridge House, he realized that it was impossible to confirm in reference books whether or not the golden plover was European's fastest game bird. And thus, that set forward the motion of creating the Guinness Book of World Records.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, so it truly does come from the it does come from the actual Guinness beer. And then the Guinness breweries and the Guinness beer. So that's it does originate from that. And going back to Matt's thing before, I actually did look up the actual legitimate definition of intelligence, and it is the ability to acquire and apply knowledge and skills.
Intelligent.
So,
Well, so that application part, I was able to apply my knowledge of the assassination of our two friends, Ferdinand, to this podcast.
Yeah, the ability to acquire. So whatever means you use to acquire that knowledge, whether it's memorizing something or reading a book or watching the news, not fake news, obviously. But
so what you're saying is, according to the dictionary, Matt's actually dumb as hell.
That's pretty much what I was getting at.
Correlation. Mm-hmm.
You are literally defined as a dumb bitch.
You're using a logical fallacy to defend that.
Well, you sound like some fucking dumb nerd bitch.
Yeah,
dude.
Spell
I'm smarter
fallacy.
Than you. We just,
spell fallacy.
We just proved it. P-H-A-L-L-I-C.
There you go.
A square is a rectangle, but a rectangle is not a square.
Shut the fuck up. Did you memorize that pussy-ass shit?
I did.
Yeah, exactly. You got any more facties that you gotta drop on us?
Nope. Those were our fact checks. All the other ones we covered as we went through the POD.
Okay. My boy, the tarantula one, I'd like to give a shout-out to Kevin McAllister from Home Alone, one of the most fucking baller dudes of all time.
Damn straight.
He fucked those dudes up. Fuck Danny DeVito's character. Fuck that other guy from Bushwhacked. They're pussies. He fucking laid waste to them.
Joe Pesci didn't stand a chance.
Yeah, that's one of the best Christmas movies of all time. It ranks right up there.
It's not the best. Hey, let's talk about the best Christmas movie next week on our podcast. Let's cut that conversation right there.
Oh, is next week already the Christmas one? Are we going to do it next week?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's going to be the week before Christmas. Okay, guys, get your fucking panties in a real big bundle, because next week is going to be the X-Mas episode, and we're going to drop X-Mas on you, dude.
Moimas.
X-Mas, 10-Mas. It's this week. Podcast episode 10, 10-Mas. I'm doing it to you, man.
Yeah, man. We be jamming since
1969, man. Big time jamming, you fucking city slicker.
All right.
Okay. Last words, round table. Who wants to drop some last words? Matthew, you dumb homo?
I want to go last.
Too bad I nominated you.
You
go
can't
first,
go last when
bitch.
You don't win the round.
But... I want to go last.
Okay, I'm going to stop it before you talk then.
Sure.
Keith, last words?
I just have to say that I've hated the tarantula my entire life, and my opinion has been changed of them.
Mm-hmm. I want to say my mom doesn't actually have an Adam's apple. That was a joke. Good night, everyone.
Bye.